Brad Widdop joins me now. Morning, Brad.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Now, you're not targeting Bong Bong too, are you?
Oh, we had a look at it.
Did you?
No, it looks a lot of fun, and obviously it's a great tradition. But I'll miss it this year, but I might have a go next year.
I tell you what, I think you'd need to have a little a liver detox afterwards, I reckon.
Well, I'll stay away from that, but you know, hopefully we can just get a horse to run well there and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, they're great days, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. It's you know, I sort of grew up in the country, and I've been to a fair few picnic meetings, and they always get a great local crowd, and you know, a fair bit of entertainment there for sure.
And people think you can turn up at the picnics and just easily win one. They're not that easy to win.
No, there's a few ducks and drakes here. You don't know what you run into when you turn up, but you know, there's some pretty handy people that are involved with those picnic meetings, riders and trainers, and you know, it's hard to win anywhere.
Yeah. Now, speaking of winning anywhere, you've just about been doing that recently. You've been having a terrific run with your horses. You got Jungleized in today, our last start winner at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, no, he's really come back excellent. Well, we gelded him and he had a good break, and I've been really happy how he's been attacking the line this time in, and he seems to be shaping up each run a little bit fitter and, you know, having a good crack anyway.
Today, what do you expect? You've got to be a real live chance.
Oh, for sure. Look, obviously, he's drawn awkward. It's a small field, I know, but he's drawn awkward at sort of 58.5. So, you know, he's probably going to know he's carrying all of that with how they run the race. But, you know, look, I'm really happy with him. He's fitting well, and he's in a great, you know, he's in a great mind at the moment and racing really well.
Now, Brown, as I mentioned, you're having a terrific run, but you're placing your horses beautifully.
Well, I've worked for a few, you know, trainers that, you know, have got that down pat, and I think you need to sort of learn off those things, and I think it was important that, you know, I had the horses running well. I mean, winning's a big bonus, obviously, but I just make sure that, you know, the horses can run well where they're racing, and, you know, hopefully the rest sort of plays out.
Well, your strike rate's terrific with the wins, but also earning prize money, weighing in. A lot of the ones you don't win are all doing that. That's the important thing, bringing a check home to knock off the bill.
It is, for sure. I mean, and I mean, it means that they're racing in the right area and they're racing consistent. So, I mean, I'm just really big on that they're, you know, we're putting them in the right place and racing well for the connections.
Now, your brother-in-law, Christian Reith, does a lot of riding for you. How do you get on? Do you have discussions or not?
Oh, you can call it that. he's been excellent. Like, he's done a lot of work. From day one, he put his hand up and, you know, he's got a driver an hour out here and home every day. A lot of time it's race days and things like that. And, you know, he's really been putting the hard work in, and, yeah, it's been great. I can sort of reward him with a few winners here and there, and it's been excellent.
Well, good luck today with Jungle Ice. You and Christian team up yet again, and the TAB Rewards Handicap. Let's hope there's another winner there for you, Brad, and may the good luck and the good fortune continue for you.
Thanks, Cozzy. Good on you, mate.